Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to families, friends, Petersburg community members, and all the supporters of these extraordinary young adults graduating here tonight. My name is Rick Dormer, and as principal, it is my distinct honor to welcome you on behalf of the staff of Petersburg School District as we celebrate the graduating class of 2015. An exciting change this year, you'll see behind me, is the entire certified staff here at Petersburg School District. This group of professionals is a vibrant reminder that raising exceptional, achieving young men and women, the students before you, is truly a group effort from kindergarten all the way through their senior year. This is a group, honestly, both boys and girls, that got things done and did them at a high, high level. There are athletes in nearly all the sports that will be remembered for years to come. Some of these students are amazing artists. There are acclaimed musicians. There are some spectacular scientists that have been exemplary and recognized as such. Some are magicians in the shop, master technicians in the theater and stage, and even graceful dancers. As a whole, I think of them and will remember them as a quieter group that were very close to one another, and they performed at a high level over and over and over. Now, my pleasure to turn the microphone over to a magnificent young man with a tremendous talent, certainly a very bright future. He is, for the record, the only person in the entire world who my dog loves just as much as me. This is salutatorian, Mr. Aaron Murph.
We have finished up the long and strenuous months of high school with the best weather we have ever seen in our lives, tugging us away from walking into the school, only to watch the sun slowly but surely pass over our heads, just like some teachers' lectures. But to our dismay, the teachers were not going to give up on us yet so easily. They saw the light at the end of the tunnel instead of in the sky.
And now to turn over for the class history, Ben Zarlingo, accompanied by Shaylee Dahl.
I would just like to make an insertion here to the girls in our class, Shaylee, Michaela, Taylor, Abby, Josie, Marie, Summer, and Masha. There have never been more than 10 girls in our class, and at one point there is as few as 4. I think it's safe to say that if you haven't figured men out by now, the 3-to-1 ratio in our class, then you're in for some serious trouble.
Last summer, Bobby and Carl hiked out to Crane Lake. After rowing out into the middle of the lake, they noticed their feet were getting wet and that there was a little too much water in the boat. It was then that they realized they had forgotten to put the plug in the boat before rowing out into the middle of the lake. During late elementary school, Skipper and Nels would go to Skipper's house every day and hit golf balls towards the harbor. They would aim for the boats closest to them.
And now, my honor to present the valedictorian of the class of 2015, Mr. Kyle Hagerman.
The class of 2015 owes you all a great debt. Because of your time spent working on us, we can grow up to give back to you, to our parents, and to the community. So thank you very much. And that's another thing, all you class of 2015, if you haven't sat down and had a big talk with your parents to explain how much they mean to you, you all better do it before you leave to college. Even if you're not going to college, they still got you through high school, and that's no easy feat. So now, as we head towards the ocean, the great drop-off approaches. Like Nemo found before us, it's a little scary, but we just gotta swim out there and touch the butt.
Well, now I'd like to welcome up the staff member to address the class of 2015, Mr. Beau Ward.
And this has been what your parents, the other faculty here, and I have been pushing you so much for so many years. We want that brain of yours to understand that thinking hard and working hard and creating are the keys to not only your success, but also your satisfaction with life. My wish for you is that as you go forward in your lives, you can occupy your brain in a way that fits with who you are.
Tonight we have a special scholarship presentation from the United States Coast Guard. Our presenter will be a 2012 graduate of, he was a 2012 graduate of PHS. We welcome Cadet Second Class Joe Zarlingo from the United States Coast Guard Academy in New London.
And I also know that if you successfully complete the challenges you will face and earn that commission, you will make an excellent Coast Guard officer, and it will be an honor to serve alongside you. On behalf of the United States Coast Guard and the United States Coast Guard Academy, I am proud to present my brother, Ben Anthony Zarlingo, his appointment to the Coast Guard Academy Scholars Program. Congratulations and welcome aboard.
Ladies and gentlemen, we present to you the class of 2015.